Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I have a very interesting petition here today. The Labrador Husky is a unique and hardy breed of working dog. It is believed this breed evolved from the first domesticated dog brought by the Thule Inuit to Labrador in the 1300s. Interbreeding with wild wolves resulted in a superior and well-adapted sled dog for hundreds of years in Labrador. Instead of speed, the Labrador Husky is well known for extremely high levels of endurance. The Labrador Husky served as an invaluable asset to the people of Labrador until the advent of the snowmobile, aiding in communication and transportation. Today, this breed continues to be popular as pets and/or as recreational sled dogs. For the last number of years, a dedicated group of Labrador Husky enthusiasts, including breeders and owners, has been compiling historical and present-day information on the Labrador Husky to promote provincial awareness and recognition of its unique genetic composition, similar to that of the Newfoundland pony. These volunteers have been working with partners such as Nunatuqovit Community Council and Memorial University of Newfoundland and Labrador, and many others, over the last 5 years to build this case for special recognition. Therefore, we, the undersigned, call upon this House of Assembly to urge the Government of Newfoundland and Labrador to designate the Labrador Husky as a heritage status animal for its unique genetic makeup and its important contribution to the culture and history of Labrador and other northern regions. And, Mr. Speaker, if anyone's had a chance to ever visit Labrador and see some of the dogs and the sled teams that are making a bit of a revival, it's truly a unique breed. It's actually quite large, and as I said, it tends to be slower, but it's tough, it's strong, and it's known for its endurance. As part of the prep for this, I reached out to the team and been working closely with them. We understand we have about 51 Labrador Huskies known right now at this time. So this is becoming a bit of a dire situation, and we feel this status could really help us a lot. I did also reach out to Mr. Jack Harris, who in this very room, back in 1994, in June of 1994, he introduced a private member's resolution calling upon the House to establish what became known as the Heritage Animals Act, and the Newfoundland pony was entered into that structure. So we'd like to follow along on a similar heel, and I'm hoping government would be willing to sit down with the volunteers and myself and others to take a look at this. As I said, we have 51 animals. They're mostly in, right now, coastal communities. We have a few in Happy Valley, Goose Bay. Timing is of the essence. There is some interbreeding going on, and we'd like to get a handle on the breed and control this breed within our province for the future of everyone. Thank you very much.